4-4. Settle down. Settle down. Now, first this morning, we'll take Simpkins Minor. Stand up, boy. All right, carry on.
Well, sir, I heard that tubby fellow has been meeting Rosemary Carter behind the tuck shop in morning break.
Well done, Simpkins. Well done. Now, what about you, Barbara Hargreaves?
Well, sir, I have it on good authority that Jane Fairgood of the Third has been missing netball practice to go swimming with Roger Beckles.
Excellent.
Excellent. 9 out of 10. Next.
That was an excerpt from School for Scandal. Now that in our series, a play to remember, which may also help you to forget the next half hour.
Meanwhile, for those with a strong disposition, here is a sort of radio show which is beyond our ken. Among those taking part are Nosbert Halliburton the First, Petunia Wilt, Nosbert Halliburton the Second, Paddy Jock Llewellyn and his Spanish dancers, Miss Elizabeth Flagg.
Oh, she's up the pole.
To continue, Fingers McGee of Interpol, Nosbert Halliburton the Third. And, of course, Mr. Kenneth Horne, who prefers to remain anonymous. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenneth Horne.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Beyond Our Ken. Well, now, in a recent survey, 9 out of 10 housewives said they preferred this show to any other soap powder. Well, now, let me, as usual, tell you some of the things that have happened since last week. On Monday, I got on the underground to come into town, and I sat back making plans for the day. But unfortunately, my plans went wrong. She got off at Oxford Circus. However, I popped into the Aeolian Review Bar, had a peep, and popped out again. Quite ridiculous, these places. All those girls strip-teasing, and there's a cover charge. Anyway, I don't know how the girls get away with it. You ought to be exposed. Personally, I find the whole business nauseating, disgusting, and absolutely pointless. On Tuesday, I went there again. And then on Wednesday, I ran into a friend of mine who has a job as a human cannonball. He's always being teased just because he gets fired out of a gun at the circus. But he believes he has a great future. After all, as he said,
it's not easy to find men of my caliber.
And on Friday, well, Friday was rather a special day. I decided to buy a new car. My old one was getting so unreliable that sometimes I used to take a girl out for a ride, and we both had to walk back. Anyway, I made up my mind to have a Stroncier Mark 7. So I went along to their West End showroom.
Oh, good morning, sir. Good morning. Bronzy cars at your service. Be sit down. Now, sir, I think you're interested in this Bronzy Mark 7.
Yes, well, more than interested, actually. I'd like to buy one.
Oh, sir, you can't just walk in here and buy a car like that. Dear me, no.
Yes, but look here, sir.
Ah, sir, please. Please. I've spent 6 long years at the training college of salesmanship, and what more, passed out with honors. Does it mean nothing to you?
Of course.
Well, you must know something first about the model. I mean, you haven't even asked me about the suspension, and it's my best answer, too.
Well.
Oh, go on, go on. Ask me about the suspension.
Oh, all right. What about the suspension?
Oh, thank you. Well, sir, the suspension is the independent coil spring type with caster and camber angles of 1 and 3 degrees, respectively. Triple pin inclination, of course.
Yes, well, now that I know all that, I'd like...
Steering, lubrication, carburetor, especially economical. It saves 50% on petrol. The sparking plug saves 40% petrol. And the hydraulic pedal-free clutch saves another 20%.
I suppose if you do a long journey, the petrol tank overflows.
You're a chameleon.
I'll have that in writing, I think. Now then. If that's everything, do you think I could order the car?
Of course, sir.
Oh, good. Well, now, here's the check with my address. I'll wait to hear from you. Goodbye.
Good day, sir. Well, honestly, some of these customers are so difficult.
Well, now that's settled. Now, what shall I do? I think I'll just hang around here for a bit. Oh, standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by. On the corner, watching. Good heavens, this girl's Pat Lancaster.
Hello, Ken. Was that you I heard singing?
Well, just about, yes. I'd much rather hear you sing, you know. Of course, I know it's not possible without Paul Fenelay and the Variety Orchestra, and they couldn't possibly be around.
Oh, don't be too sure. Look who's coming down the road now.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, madam. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Oh, Paul, Paul. So this is what you get up to in your spare time.
Oh, yes. But please don't tell the BBC.
Why, do you think they'd mind?
Oh, yes. I'm using the Director General's cloth cap.
Well, your secret is safe with me. Well, by another strange stroke of contrivance, you're all here. So, sing, Pat.
A lady loves expensive clothes and pretty jewels and furs and French chapeaux. She loves her lingerie in black, it suits her zodiac. Loves a penthouse where she'll be content to stay. Finds little gifts on her breakfast tray. But now and then pack and sail away for a simple Riviera holiday. A lady loves the cool amour, but first of all she loves the pure. And she adores the subtle phrase that it's the man who pays. Yet there's one vital thought she will place above all of the things I make mention of, that most of all a lady loves to love. But when the right man comes along, I'll change the lyric of this song. A lady loves the simplest thing. She loves her dreams tied up with a string. There are no yachts in all her plans, just little pots and pans. In the doorway she'll wait for his warm curls, and he'll be handsome, well, more or less. But he will notice that brand new dress, saying, you look nice, oh, never mind the price. A lady loves that average guy who just adores her homemade apple pie. The apple pie he knows that she bought in a bakery. When with her goodnight kiss he will be in doubt, she'll have him high on a cloud above. For most of all, a lady
jolly nice, Pat. And thank you, Paul, too. Good luck to you.
And thank you, King. All right, boys, after four. One, two, three, bang.
Well, Pat, now then. Where are you off to?
I'm going to the pictures, Ken.
But again, you're always going. You must be quite a cinema lover.
No, I go to watch the film.
No, I didn't really mean that. I mean, you're a real film fan.
Yes, I am, Ken. And I love those film magazine programs on the radio.
Oh, so do I. Especially that one introduced by somebody who sounds rather like me. Mm-hmm. Oh, what's it called?
Picture Go Round.
Once more to your favorite film program, where, as usual, we have lots to interest the movie fan. First, we have an excerpt from the soundtrack of the new British film, The Other Woman, starring Celia Mitchell and Trevor Hawkins. It's a drama of human emotions, and this scene is where Sir Clive Debden returns home one evening from his job at the Foreign Office.
That you, Clive? Yes, Helen, it's me. I'm sorry that the train was late.
How did it go today?
Oh, same as usual. Sort of.
No, dear, no. I didn't mean that. I meant... Oh, well, never mind.
Helen, you stand a shock.
Oh, Clive, you're not going to ask me to mend another fuse.
No, I'm not. Helen, I'm afraid it's pretty serious. Sit down, dear. We've always been honest with each other, haven't we?
Of course, Clive. Except that time when I didn't tell you it was me who'd left the cap off the toothpaste.
Helen, please. This is no time for jokes. If that was a joke.
Clive, whatever is it?
Helen, we are both adults. I'm sure we can be sensible about this. Work it out in some way together.
You're not trying to tell me that.
Yes, Helen, I am.
Oh, no.
I'm a good girl.
What's her name?
Conchita Juanita Lolita Pepita Montez.
She's not foreign, is she?
Yes, Helen, she is. Does that make it worse?
Much. Clive, there's one thing I must know.
Anything, Helen.
Have you actually? That is what I mean.
And that, I'm afraid, we must leave the other. If you want to know how it all turns out, then, of course, you ought to see the film. Now to the new Crank Organization's second feature. Second feature, Strange and Traditional Crafts in the Outer Hebrides. Listen now to the title song, sung on the soundtrack by Frankie Dara.
Traditional crafts in the Outer Hebrides, where every girl you meet is out collecting peat and basket weaving is a many splendid thing. Oh, strange and traditional craft in.
Well, that's all we have time for, right? Now it's time for Spencer Harrington and the answers to last week's film quiz.
Well, as you'll remember, we tested your knowledge of films by asking first, what famous picture did this come from? I wonder how many of you got it right. It was, of course, from the Barretts of Wimpole Street. Now, what about the mystery voice? A very familiar film star, but we speeded up the soundtrack, and it sounded like this. Well, this is the voice played at its normal speed. Yep.
And thank you, Spencer Harrington. Another film excerpt now, and this time it's the new French film at the Continental Film Cinema, Hackney Wick. Starring Michel Montage and Danny Gabel. And it's a good thing you can't see the subtitles.
Just arrived in England as American tough guy, Bart Winchester. He is talking to Peter Noble.
Mr. Winchester, we've seen you in so many gangster roles. Aren't you just a little frightened of being typecast?
Yeah, I must say that being known as a gangster in so many films has its disadvantages. People get so used to my film parts, they really think I'm like that in real life.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm telling you, it's true. I've noticed at parties, people sort of keep away from me. I don't know if they expect me to pull a gun or something. They could be, you know. I mean, these crazy people are, I think.
Most amusing. One rather pertinent question I'd like to ask.
Yeah?
Well, I know you're rather touchy about this, but is it true that you wear a wig?
Well, what a nice chap Peter Noble was, wasn't he? Finally, in Picture Go Round, we have something a little unusual. An unprecedented happening in the film world recently is that two film companies have made a film about the same thing. With us in the studio are the two actors who played in the rival films. Well, now, gentlemen, you're both playing exactly the same film role. What have you got to say about it?
Snap.
So much for the silver screen. And now for the golden voices of our resident songsters, the Fraser Hayes Four.
Hawking Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his pipe, and he called for his lamp, and he called his musicians free. Now each musician was a fine musician, the finest in the land.
Documentary feature, Hornorama. Yes, once again, Kenneth Horn and his team of investigators bring you a factual report on topics of immediate interest. And this week, we present a close-up on local affairs.
Is the one going on next door?
Well, now, first of all, let's talk to those who work for the borough council. You, sir. What department do you represent?
Sanitation.
And what does that entail?
Well, this section is responsible for most aspects of sanitation throughout the district. It encompasses all sorts of services, such as refuse disposal, sewage, washhouses, swimming pools, shower baths, hosing down. It's quite extensive.
Yes. But I believe you have a particular duty to perform.
That is so, yes, I have. I myself personally am used by the council for a special purpose, mostly in the summer.
Well, what for?
Laying the dust.
Well, now here's a lady. Now, madam, in what branch of local service are you engaged? Oh, you work in the library.
I am, in fact, the chief librarian.
Oh, and tell us, madam, at your particular library, what is taken out most?
Me.
And I hope you're returned within the week. Lastly, let us have a word with a delightful old character. Delightful old character, the local park keeper. Good evening.
Good evening to you, sir.
Good evening
to
you.
Thank you, and good night.
No, not yet. Now, sir, how long have you been looking after this park?
35 years I've been here. 35 years. Of course, things have changed quite a bit since the old days. You know.
Yes. Well, how do you mean?
There used to be some fine old goings on in here. After the park gates had been closed.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Some rare old times. Girls being chased all over the place.
Yes,
dear.
Yes, sir. What you're saying is this. If you'll excuse me, this sort of thing doesn't happen quite so much these days.
Oh, no, not now.
Well, why is that?
Well, I can't run this fast.
Well, of course, there's no doubt that the many services carried out by local councils contribute to the well-being of a neighborhood. And in any road of well-kept property, there's almost one home that stands out and gains constant admiration.
I say, Rodney.
Yes, Charles.
Just look at this house. Isn't it a picture?
Oh, it's enchanting. Don't you just adore the subtle suggestion of neo-Gothic blended with a pseudo-Tudor?
Absolutely, Rodney. How about that exquisite wrought iron work?
And certainly, I think that's overdone.
You mean it's overwrought?
Oh, I say you are a wag.
That I could be there happy in a place like that, Ron.
Mm-hmm.
What do you suppose they gave for it?
Oh, about 10 or 11 thousand, I think.
And worth every penny of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'd better not stand here too long admiring the house.
No, I suppose we'd better go in and collect the dustbins.
Madam, is your back? No, it's your back. She left the road. And I know him. I'm not going to be.
Let us now consider another essential service to the community. I wonder how many ratepayers ever stop to think of the vital contribution to public health made by the sewer men. To find out something of the conditions they face, we send Cecil Snaith down one of London's main sewers.
Well, listeners, this is Harry Lyme. Speaking to you from a sewer pipe underneath one of London's busiest main roads. Above, I can hear the rumble of traffic, which adds a curious effect to the already eerie atmosphere of this dark, cavernous underworld. The feeling that one experiences down here is that of loneliness. Although London is high above, one does... What is that? Funny, I could have sworn I heard a noise. Anyway, as I was saying... And this is Cecil Smith from the Thames Estuary, returning you to the studio.
Finally, we come to one of the more pleasant aspects of life in the community, that of social welfare. For in any district, one will find various organizations and clubs that fulfill the needs of those in search of companionship.
It's crowded again tonight, Felicity.
Yes, Ambrose. Yes, I've never seen it.
Out! What is it, you old faggot?
Ambrose, somebody's pinched me.
You wish they would.
Ambrose, please. I'm sure it was Mr. Jenkins. Teach him a lesson.
All right. Oi, Jenkins.
Yeah.
How dare you pinch my wife?
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm a new member.
Oh, good evening.
Welcome to the Friendly Society.
Well, there you are. There'll be another horn and armor next week when the subject will be marriage. Is it the main cause of divorce? So, until next week then, this is Kenneth Horn saying goodbye for now and leaving you with this thought from a listener. If a dentist called McTavish pulls your tooth out, do you become Scottish by extraction? Good night. You might have been listening to or have just missed Beyond Our Ken, a sort of recorded radio show which gave employment to Kenneth Horn and also to Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddock, Betty Marsden, Bill Pertwee, Pat Lancaster, the Fraser Hayes Four, and the BBC Variety Orchestra conducted by Paul Fennelly. The script, believe it or not, was written, and letters of complaint should be sent to Eric Merriman. However, the onus must inevitably fall on our producer, Jake Sprouse.